Hi everybody, my name is Alex and I am the student minister here at Andover Baptist Church, and it's such a privilege to be speaking to you all today. I'm really excited to be leading this two-part series all about going back to the basics in our faith, and for these 2 weeks I'm going to be talking about prayer. Now, wherever you are in your journey of faith, maybe you've been a Christian for years, or maybe you're just exploring what it means to be a follower of Jesus, this idea of going back to the basics is relevant for everyone. I think we would all agree that knowing the basics well in any area of our lives is really important, and it helps to build a firm foundation. When I was serving in the army, this was such a vital concept. I spent a whole year training, learning the basics of soldiering and leadership. And when I finished my training and I went off to serve in a regiment, I didn't just leave all of that behind me. I'd regularly have to go back to the basics in order to maintain those skills I'd been taught, in order to maintain that firm foundation. And in fact, in the army, I'm sure like in many other sectors of work, you have to pass basic tests every year to make sure that you're maintaining the required standard. Now, I've been out of the army for a few years now, so if I was to rejoin, I'd have to go back to those basics all over again. And even though I've acquired some knowledge and some experience through the years that I served, those kind of things, that kind of experience is only effective if it's grounded in the basics. And I think the same can be true when it comes to our faith. And sometimes the basics might not seem all that appealing, do they? Sometimes we tend to discard or overlook them because they're either a bit too obvious or just simple. But actually, that's not always the wisest approach. You know, one of the most useful pieces of advice that I got during my army training was unbelievably simple. And it's going to sound so basic and obvious, and I don't think you'll guess what it is. But it's something that I remember really clearly, and it's stuck with me ever since. One morning, before we were all about to set off for a timed run, a race essentially, one of our leaders, who was quite kind of frustrated, told us to make sure we all double knot our shoelaces or our trainers' laces. Incredibly basic, I know. But the reason they'd said this is that because they'd seen so many people forgetting to check such a basic thing. Even some of the best runners and athletes made this mistake, and so time and time again in training, physical events would be ruined by a shoelace coming undone. And ever since that moment, I've always double-checked my laces before doing any physical activity or sport. That piece of advice was really valuable. Basic, yes, but also vital. And I don't know about you, but for me in my journey of faith, and particularly when it comes to prayer, I sometimes try to run ahead and I forget about the basics. I haven't checked my laces first. And so sometimes I stumble and sometimes I fall and sometimes I give up altogether. Now I want to ask you a question this morning. What's your relationship with prayer like? What is your relationship with prayer like? Would you say it's something that you love to do and you do it often? Would you say it's something you know you should do more but you find it difficult? Maybe you'd say it's a great idea, but I'm just a bit too busy to pray. Or maybe you're someone who says, I sometimes pray, but I don't feel that God hears my prayers. Or maybe you just don't get what prayer is all about. Now, I'm sure that there are so many other responses to this question, but my guess is that most of you listening or watching would love to pray more or to have a better prayer life. You never hear someone saying that they need to pray less, do you? I think that's certainly the case for me. I certainly want to pray more and have a better prayer life. And actually, for me, I'd say I'm somewhere in between these two answers. I do love to pray, and I try to do it often. But actually, if I'm honest, I can find it difficult, and I often feel guilty that I don't pray enough or that I don't pray in the right way and my prayers aren't effective. And I just want to say that there is no perfect solution when it comes to prayer. The most important thing is that we try. But I think there can be ways that we can be better at it. You know, one huge hurdle for me is that I can often overcomplicate things, and this can put me off altogether. I often think, you know, I need to be in the right mood to pray. I need the right environment and the right conditions. I need more time to pray. I need to use the right words. I need to make sure I'm praying about the right things. And sometimes I just feel so overwhelmed by all the things that there are to pray for in the world that I don't even know where to start. And then I add further complexity by thinking about how I want God to respond. And I think, well, if I really want God to answer my prayer a certain way, then I need to pray a certain way. And I try and apply a formula, and actually I'm trying to manipulate God, but it doesn't work that way. The most freeing thing that I have learned about prayer is that it is so much more simple than I realized. And that's because the purpose of prayer is also simple. It's to draw us closer to God. And it's one of the basic ways that we can exercise our faith. God invites us into his heart. He desperately wants a relationship with us. And prayer is the way that we can communicate with God in that relationship. You know, we saw that so well on the videos that we've seen where people explain what prayer means to them. And I think that this is just incredible if you think about it, that we're able to come into the presence of the creator of the universe and we can communicate directly to him. I really believe that God just loves it when we want to spend time with him and talk to him and open our heart to him. And actually, God is always with us and he's always waiting for us to open up to him. He already knows everything about us. He already knows everything going on in our lives and also in the world. God doesn't need us to pray, but he wants us to pray. He wants us to invite him into our hearts and into our lives. And actually, a relationship with God is a two-way thing. And like any relationship, communication is so important. You don't have to be in the right mood. You just have to be yourself. And for any relationship to flourish, it needs attention, doesn't it? It needs love. And prayer is such a simple and powerful way of experiencing God's love and expressing our love for him. In his book called How to Pray, Pete Gregg, who is the leader of a prayer movement called 24/7 Prayer, writes something really profound. He says that to pray is to be human. To pray is to be human. And he believes that prayer should be one of the most natural things for a person to do. But actually, the reason that it doesn't feel natural often is that we overcomplicate it. And he believes that prayer should be one of the most amazing experiences. And he claims that a simple and a heartfelt prayer is more powerful than we could ever imagine. And it's also easier than we might think. We see a great example of this in the life of Jesus. It takes place when Jesus is in a moment of unimaginable distress. It's the night when he's about to be arrested, betrayed, mocked, beaten, and tortured before he will face one of the most horrific death sentences, Roman crucifixion. And what's more, Jesus knows that all of this is ahead of him. We find Jesus taking refuge in a garden late at night, a garden called Gethsemane. He's gone there with a few of his closest friends, and he's gone there to pray. I think we could probably all relate to crying out to God in our darkest moments, can't we? In the gospel accounts, that's the accounts written about Jesus' life in the New Testament part of the Bible, we're told that Jesus' soul was overwhelmed to the point of death, and his sweat was like blood because he was under such immense pressure and stress. Jesus, as a human being, is deeply afraid. But as the Son of God, he knows what he must do. He knows that he must die, but he is struggling. And so he cries out to God, his Father, with a very simple but a very honest prayer. Jesus cries out, Abba, Father. And Abba means Father in his own native language, which is Aramaic. Everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. What an incredible prayer. It strikes me how simple it is. No elaborate words, no explaining to God the whole situation and talking through all the options. Jesus is honest about how he's feeling, and he brings his request to God. But he doesn't try to manipulate God's response. He simply opens his heart to him, and he tells God what he wants, but he ultimately trusts in God's will. And this very simple, very honest, very real prayer from Jesus changed the whole world. Because in this prayer, this is the very moment that Jesus submits to the path ahead of him, the path that will lead to an awful, awful death, but one he knows will bring salvation for the whole world. I think we can learn so much from Jesus' simple prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Firstly, it reminds us that simple doesn't mean safe. A simple prayer doesn't have to be a safe prayer. It can have a very powerful outcome, as we've just heard. Maybe you've even experienced this in your own journey of faith. Secondly, we learn about the importance of being sincere when we pray, being real, being honest with God. Sometimes this might look like simply asking God for help or telling him how we're really feeling, not trying to pretend. Notice that Jesus brings his request to God. He asks God, his Father, to take the suffering from him. You know, in a very human way, Jesus doesn't want to die on a cross. Who would? But look at what Jesus then says. He utters those infamous and agonizing words, "Your will be done, not mine." And this brings us to the third point, which is surrender. Jesus is surrendering to God in his prayer. He's trusting that God knows best, even if this means an outcome that he doesn't want. And this can be the hardest part about prayer. You know, for God to really work, we have to surrender to him, to his will. We have to let God respond how God wants to. And this is why prayer requires faith. And this can be scary. And it's the reason why a simple prayer doesn't make for a safe prayer. You know, Jesus' prayer also expresses this incredible faith in an incredible God. He says to God, "Everything is possible for you." And when we pray to God, we can pray with this same faith, knowing that nothing is impossible for God. Knowing that the God of the universe hears our prayer and he's moved by our prayers. And actually, it's by prayer that God can move in us. And it's often the case that when we pray, God changes us and not the situation. You know, when you think about it, God didn't exactly answer Jesus' prayer in the way that Jesus might have wanted. But God did respond. And he gave Jesus the strength for the journey ahead. I love how one of the accounts in the New Testament written by a man called Luke, he writes that an angel was sent to strengthen Jesus when he prayed. What a wonderful image. And if God would send such help to his own son, Jesus, who was God in flesh, how much do you think he would help us? He would help you and me, his children. And that's why prayer is so important. Because it's through prayer that God can be at work in our lives and in the world around us. I know that prayer is not always easy. It doesn't always come naturally to us. And in a world full of busyness and distractions of doing and achieving, it's easy for prayer to just become another item on our to-do list, something we tick off. But prayer isn't just an activity, it's a way of life. And just like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, there are times when we need to go somewhere quiet and intentionally draw closer to God. You know, actually, we read in the New Testament that Jesus often withdrew to quiet places to spend time with God. And it's from a place of prayer that he lived out his earthly life and he ministered to people. So I wonder, when we say a prayer, do we allow that prayer to be lived out in our lives? No matter how simple that prayer might be or it might seem to us. Do we say amen and then forget about it and go on about our day? Or do we trust that God hears us and loves us and he will respond? And if it was through a simple and a heartfelt prayer that Jesus changed the course of history, then imagine what it could do in your life and for your journey of faith. One of the most simple and powerful prayers that we can ever pray is to invite Jesus into our life. And if anyone is watching or listening and wants to take this step now, if you feel that in your heart, you feel a prompting, maybe this is for the first time, or maybe you want to recommit your life to Jesus, then I would just love to pray for you now. I'm going to pray a very simple prayer, and I'm going to pause as I pray to give you time to let the words sink in and to maybe repeat the words if you want to do that and open your heart to God. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, I need you. I'm sorry. Please help me. Please come into my heart and change my life. Amen. If you have prayed that for the first time, please do get in touch with us, go to our website or find us on social media, because we would love to support you on your journey of faith. And if that is you, make sure you speak to others, get help and support from others on this journey, because we can't do it alone. God is waiting for us. He's waiting for you and for me to draw close to him and to bring our simple and sincere prayers to him. So what might be your next step in this area of your life? Maybe it's just being honest with God. Maybe it's just telling him how you feel, if you're struggling, or that actually you don't feel like praying sometimes. It might be asking you then to asking for help with prayer. You know, Jesus' disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, which is where we get the Lord's Prayer from. Maybe it's just praying a simple prayer this week that you know is not a safe prayer. Maybe it's just saying yes to God about something that he has put on your heart. Maybe it's just saying thank you for something in your life, a blessing, like the social media challenge is asking us to do this week. Maybe it's just asking God for help and direction. And maybe, just maybe, it's taking that ultimate step of faith and saying to God, just like Jesus did, your will be done, and trusting in God for the outcome. If you want to learn more about prayer, there are so many amazing resources, and I just want to recommend a few of those to you now. I've already mentioned Pete Gregg's book, which is actually called How to Pray, A Simple Guide for Normal People, and it's exactly that, and it is fantastic. Pete also helped to create the Prayer Course, which is an amazing online resource for Connect groups. It's an 8-week course that teaches us all about prayer, and it uses the Lord's Prayer as a template to do that. And in fact, one of our Connect groups at ABC is running this course right now online on a Thursday evening. So if you want to sign up for that, just go onto our website, find groups under the Connect tab, or you can go to andoverbaptist.org.uk/groups. I did this course last year and it was amazing. I think I'm going to go back and do it again at some point. It is wonderful. You can also find all of the videos online and on YouTube if you want to get a taste of what it's like. But I really recommend doing it in a group because you learn so much more. Just a few other resources I can recommend. Another book on prayer by Richard Foster. And it's all about finding the heart's true home. It's a really deep, reflective, beautiful look at prayer, and it's really powerful. And another great book is called Dangerous Prayers by Craig Groeschel. This is a really inspiring and challenging book. I actually listened to it as an audiobook recently because the chapters are quite short, so it works really well. And I can guarantee that if you listen to this or you read this book, your prayer life will definitely be changed because of it. And of course, it would be silly of me not to mention that we can learn so much about prayer in the Bible through all the amazing stories of faith. But there's also a book in the Bible called the Psalms. It's a book right in the middle of the Bible. It's essentially a prayer book written over 3,000 years ago. Psalms are meant to be a song, sung prayer, essentially. And I love these, and I often turn to the Psalms just to find a few simple words to guide my prayers. I even have a book just of the Psalms, and it's called Poetry on Fire, which is wonderful. So whatever your next step might be, please know that God is with you, he is for you, and he loves you. And he wants to help you on your journey. I know sometimes prayer feels difficult, feel like there's obstacles in the way, but God wants to help us overcome that. And I really hope and pray that for all of us, we can take a step in that direction this week. In a moment, we're going to go back and we're going to hear some more songs, some sung worship that help us to open our hearts to God, to worship him, and also just gives us time to respond to what we feel God is saying to us today. But first, let's pray together. Loving God, thank you that you are with us always. Thank you that you love us so much and that you want to help us on our journey of faith. You know, Lord, we're sorry that sometimes we are too busy, too distracted to just spend time in your presence. Help us to know just the simplicity and the beauty of prayer. Maybe today, maybe this week, guide us to simple prayers that will change our hearts and our lives and will help us to grow closer to you. Lord, we love you and we thank you. Amen.